This will be the competition dictation for 10 minutes. Ready and. Attaining the age of 100 years and its social consequences. 1. Growing old in the past and at present. We can safely say that there was a lack of medical knowledge in the Middle Ages. At that time, too, little was known about hygiene. For example, waste was carelessly thrown away near people's homes, and the sewage was channeled into public waters, all of which sometimes caused pollution of wells for drinking water. In the Middle Ages, one could, therefore, die from serious diseases and infections that today can be cured with medicine or even be prevented. Because of these unfavorable circumstances, people had, in those times, only a short life expectancy of about 35 to 40 years. Nowadays, our living conditions are fortunately completely different, such as greatly improved medical care, a higher standard of general hygiene, and an informed health awareness among populations. As a result, life expectancy has already, for several decades, been steadily rising worldwide, and more people are reaching old age. Scientists already assume that today's newborn children are the first human beings who basically can become 100 years old. In the following paragraphs, we will examine in detail which are the most important consequences of this development. We will have a look at the job market, at public health care, and at the pension insurance system. 2. Consequences of aging for the job market. The share of older generations in the population, as in Europe, has been increasing for a long time. Just because mankind in general grows older, there also will be more and more older persons. And when they are still in good health and need money to live on, they will be looking for jobs. That is why there is an increasing number of older job seekers in the labor market. This change poses some challenges for companies and authorities because already today's growing demand for manpower makes it unthinkable to neglect the supply of older employees. However, the obvious condition is that the usual terms of employment are adjusted for this new group of employees. It mainly concerns the following two items: the normal working hours and the physical strain of work. What helps is that many companies are already familiar with part-time work, so in practice it will be quite possible for our older colleagues to start later in the day or go home earlier. Adjustment is also possible regarding the physical strain. Physical work is increasingly disappearing because of technological progress, whereas knowledge-intensive activities are coming to the fore, In this perspective, older employees need to be prepared to take part in appropriate supplementary training. 3. Consequences of aging for public health care. So people are getting older and older. At the same time, the statistics show us that the years gained are often paid for with a high price because they are at the expense of one's health. This means that the older a person gets, the longer will be the time that illnesses can weaken him. As some would say here, to live longer means being ill longer. At any rate, we surely cannot ignore the financial consequences of the relationship between old age and illnesses. In fact, even regardless of age, it so happens that the highest medical care costs are incurred during the last 1 or 2 years of life. For instance, using every available possibility of medical intervention to ensure that patients can receive the best treatment also increases the overall costs of medical care. Although reaching a high age is still generally accompanied by growing disabilities and needs, we can observe that good health care turns out to help older persons effectively stay healthy. This development is, of course, both in their own interest and beneficial for society as a whole, as it reduces the costs of public health care. As more and more people reach a very old age and become vulnerable to illnesses, it is therefore worthwhile to pay special attention to health care for the elderly. One can think, for example, of counseling about a healthy lifestyle aimed specifically at older generations. 4. Consequences of aging for the pension insurance system. The increasing number of people over 65 years of age not only has consequences for the labor market and our public health care, as we have seen before. This increase clearly has its consequences as well as for the pension provisions for senior citizens. It should be noted that more and more older people will claim retirement benefits now and in the future. Moreover, there is also a separate increase of pensioners to be dealt with, as there are many employees who prefer to go into early retirement. They leave their jobs before reaching the official retirement age and lay claim to early retirement benefits instead of, let us say, switching to doing half-day work. It is not difficult to predict the outcome of these two developments. They mean that there will be proportionally fewer and fewer workers in terms of the growth of the number of pensioners. And because it is precisely the workers who pay the pension insurance contributions, it will be difficult in the coming years to raise enough money for all the retirement benefits. The conclusion here is that to preserve the pension insurance system in the future, both an increase in the official retirement age and an actually longer working life are required. 5. Growing old in good health is highly beneficial. It is understood, no doubt, that healthy aging is more than being spared severe illnesses. For older people, it means above all happiness in life just by maintaining their physical and spiritual well-being. It should also be noted that with a healthy aging population, there will be much less public health costs, which today still accompany the process of aging. The question is how to reach old age in good health. For this, it is absolutely necessary that people live healthily by following a healthy lifestyle from their youth onwards. Tips for a long, healthy life are in particular the following. One should eat healthily, such as the consumption of fruit and fresh vegetables, and eat much less meat and fats. Furthermore, it is advisable to stay active as much as possible, both physically by doing sports as well as mentally, for example, by reading newspapers and books. It is important not to smoke at all, and when consuming alcohol, to do so only in a very moderate way. Finally, you should pay attention to having adequate sleep and relaxation.